like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Srinath Sampath.
And this is It's Movie Time. Srinath, you might know something about The Wolf of Wall Street. How does that fit with your trading experience, so to speak?
Well, I just am happy to report that I've never done anything quite like that. I think Martin Scorsese's movie is the Wall Street of the 2010s.
Gordon Gekko is more serious about what he does than Jordan, or am I just catching this gleeful vibe?
And it's the same difference between drama, which is what Wall Street was, and comedy, which is what The Wolf of Wall Street was. So this is not meant to be taken seriously. There's a lot of press about how unethical it was to make this movie and how bad a message this movie sends to the audiences, but you should view this exactly as a comedy and nothing more.
For Scorsese, it's the kind of fun he had with Goodfellas, and maybe more so with After Hours.
After Hours comes to mind, and The King of Comedy also comes to mind. As movies to compare to this one. This is meant to be a black comedy. It's not meant to be taken seriously. You're not supposed to learn anything from it, except maybe what not to do with your life.
Leo DiCaprio plays a real-life person, Jordan Belfort, who was sent up the river for his illegal trading. And yet, the way Scorsese depicts it and the way Leo DiCaprio goes way over the top in his performance, delightfully, a hedonistic, no moral boundaries whatsoever.
This movie captures the sex, drugs, and rock and roll of Wall Street in a way no movie has done in the past, and it probably has taken out the competition in that genre. There's nothing left to say about those years. What I can say about DiCaprio, whom I've never been a particular fan of, is that he does less of what appears to be acting in this movie than he has in every other movie so far. He usually struggles with accents and physical performance, and he always looks like he's getting ready to raise his hand or getting ready to look one way, or every move is studied. This felt a lot more natural.
I was reminded of his Catch Me If You Can role, in which he played that kind of swashbuckling imposter.
Exactly. The shyster who has no qualms, who has no trouble taking advantage of people. This was exactly that. It was part two of Catch Me If You Can.
So this is all taking place in the 90s, and it's actually 1987, I think, was a big crash, and they all lost their jobs, but that's when Jordan Belfort decided to do penny stocks.
That's right. Black Monday happened in October 87. Jordan Belfort immediately realizes that he is out of a job and has to fend for himself. What he does is he opens up very nice-sounding blue blood type firm called Stratton Oakmont in a car dealership or a used car warehouse or something, repair shop maybe, hires a whole bunch of blue collar workers to be his traders and brokers. And then the shystering begins.
Our audience has probably heard that this was originally an NC-17 film that was cut down. I don't know how, but it never cut down to make it R-rated. But there's nudity. There's all kinds of bacchanalia going on here and just simply an amoral atmosphere. So after a while, almost 3 hours is probably plenty of that and maybe too much of the carousing.
Yes, that is a lot of explicit sex, drug taking. There was maybe an hour and a half worth of content and an hour and a half worth of slapstick and comedy.
Excess and sin can pay off is perhaps the
exactly.
Point.
You want to go and laugh at your own foolishness and the foolishness of a large number of people on Wall Street during that period, then The Wolf of Wall Street is the movie for you.
We have to apply a grade. This is an A- for me. It is excessive, both in time and the lavish bacchanalia, but it is a delight.
Extremely well done movie. Definitely in the top 10 for the year, B+, because Scorsese has done a lot better with a lot less material.
Would you agree with me on this, Srinath, that this would be a good investment of somebody's time?
Absolutely, yes. Definitely go watch the movie. Don't take it too seriously. Enjoy the 3 hours. Go to the restroom before you get there. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. Gateway has indoor parking at 11th and High. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.